With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden's re-election bid facing a bit of a political dilemma with the Israel-Hamas war.
Michigan Democrats have warned the White House that the president's response to the war could put his re-election campaign in jeopardy. The state holds the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the nation, and many in the community are upset with Mr. Biden's failure to support a ceasefire. Meanwhile, South Florida's Jewish community applauds the president's strong support of the Israeli offensive against Gaza. How Jewish voters perceive his handling of the Israel-Hamas war will be critical in the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveled to Ramallah in the West Bank over the weekend for a previously unannounced meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Blinken later flew to Baghdad for talks with Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani. On Saturday, he met with Arab foreign ministers in Jordan after holding talks in Israel Friday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who insists there can be no temporary ceasefire until all hostages held by Hamas are released. Also at SRNNews.com, Saturday witnessed pro-Palestinian demonstrations in major global cities protesting the October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel, but one Jewish scholar is concerned about anti-Semitism within the Jewish community.
Rabbi Yaakov Menken is managing director of the Coalition for Jewish Values. He tells Salem News Channel that Jews with leftist political philosophies should be alarmed by Hamas's professed intention to destroy Israel.
If those people didn't wake up now after October 7th, nothing will wake them up. But I certainly hope that those people are now coming around to realize, you know, we have real friends, and unfortunately, we have real enemies.
Recently, a Hamas leader promised a second, third, and fourth attack against Israel until the nation is annihilated.
George Williams reporting, SRN News. Nigeria being called out at the United Nations.
The international body has issued a letter warning the government that its anti-blasphemy laws are a violation of human rights. Those laws criminalize any criticism of Islam and are frequently used to persecute Christians. Nigeria is already a hotbed of Muslim terrorism that sees thousands of Christians murdered every year. The country's population is split almost 50-50 between followers of Islam and followers of Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Kansas judge put a new state law on medication abortions on hold and blocked the state from enforcing older abortion restrictions. The district judge suspended laws that have spelled out what abortion doctors must tell patients and that require women to wait 24 hours before having an abortion. The decision will remain in effect through a trial set for the summer of next year. A coalition of Kansas abortion doctors have filed suit against the pro-life laws. This is SRN News. Russia successfully test-launched an intercontinental ballistic missile designed to carry nuclear warheads from a new submarine.
The report comes as tensions are soaring between Russia and the West over the fighting in Ukraine. Adding to the tensions, President Vladimir Putin last week signed a bill revoking the Kremlin's ratification of a global nuclear test ban in a move that Moscow says was needed to establish parity with the United States. In the meantime, the Defense Ministry says this test was conducted in Russia's northern White Sea and hit a target in the far eastern region of Kamchatka. Jason Walker reporting.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese struck an optimistic tone ahead of his meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, calling for cooperation while emphasizing the two countries will continue to have differences. More details at SRNNews.com.